Now find island-inspired, limited-time flavors at Whole Foods Market for the Explore the Tropics sales event. Enjoy pre-marinated mains like mango coconut salmon and pineapple teriyaki chicken, and pair them with seasoned, ready-to-heat beans from a dozen cousins. Need dinner and a snap? Grab zesty lime shrimp salad, mango turkey burgers, and more from prepared foods. And, of course, there's the mango yuzu chantilly cake. Explore the tropics and save at Whole Foods Market in-store and online.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Stephanie Regan is going to talk us through what we do to keep friendships and, more importantly, to dump the ones that aren't working. Steph, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. Nicely put.
Do you know something? When I was reading your notes earlier on, it just struck me that, you know, we really sometimes, and if any of my friends are listening, I'm not talking about you, but, you know, you hold on to friendships more than you should, because you're getting a lot sometimes less than they're getting.
Yes. And I think sometimes I just think there's something about, as you say, the holding on, and that we feel bad sometimes about letting that go. And I do think there's a positive thing, you know, about the moving forward. It's not that we go off people, or even that they go off us. It's really that we can kind of outgrow each other, outpace each other. We're moving in different directions. That doesn't mean one is better than the other, but, you know, you're going in different directions. Your life is busy with different things. You don't have time for the kind of things you used to, you know, do together. And so there's many reasons why it's a good thing to reconsider and to move forward. That's how I feel about it. And the reason it sort of prompted in my mind, funnily enough, it was I was reading all about the Web Summit, you know, the legal cases around that with Paddy Cosgrove. And I thought, look at these, you know, these guys were such good friends. That was, you know, they began in great friendship. And I thought, you know, things do go wrong in friendship. And that's what prompted me to kind of think about talking about this today.
Friendships evolve, don't they? I mean, I know when I look at the friendships I had in school, and I'm still my best friends to this day are still the friends that I made in school, and we meet up maybe two or three times a year, and we revert to teenage blithering idiots, and that's great. Then we park the bus for another couple of months, and then we'll repeat again. And then there's the friendships I made in college, and I have to say that they might not have held up as well as the school friendships. And then there's the friendships that I've had in the intervening 20, 30 years that, you know, are there, and I adjust the levers on them as I see fit. That's kind of healthy. You have to have a bit of control over a friendship.
Well, that's another good point. I think, you know, first of all, there's, you know, friendships at different points in your life have a different quality to them. You're always a kind of a child with those school friends. You know, you can go back to the mad laughing and the kind of, you know, giddy kind of feeling. And so I think when people know you in those very young years, there's something else present in that relationship. But equally, you meet people then, say, later in your life, and you meet them through your work, or you just meet them later, you know, even again outside of work. But as you are a fully mature person, I think they have a very different quality, because you're not being viewed through the lens of the young guy you were in college or the young person you were in school. You're being met at a different level, and they only know that part of you. So you get this sort of very different quality to each kind of relationship, and they all have a value. That's the point, I suppose. And I think they have an intensity that is different. And the other really important thing is that relationships, you know, and friendships don't all have to be long term. We're talking about long term friendships there. There's a lot of research that tells us that, in fact, it is the diversity of our friendships and the diversity of our connections and contacts with people. I think of it like a food map. You know, the way we talk about our food maps, have a, you know, your five a day, your five a week, or seven a day now, I think it is. It's the variety of connections that you have in life that enhances your well-being. In other words, it may be somebody you speak to regularly on the bus or on the train. It could that's also a connection that has a very positive note to it, do you know? And it's that whole thing of being seen and heard between
each
other.
What about the toxic one? What about the old drain that exists? And we all know what they sound like. Nothing good ever happens. They're trying to put all of their problems onto you. How do you get rid of them?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think you do have to push back when, I mean, obviously I'm a therapist, but, you know, when people come to me with their problems, I have an immense and an enormous amount of patience because that's my job and I'm listening with purpose. And they are telling me with purpose and they want to be helped. But I don't sit listening to people in my social life who want to just tell me all about their problems, but they don't want any answers. They just want to continue to talk about them. That's a dumping ground. That's not a nice place for anybody to be. But as you say, friendship, that's not really a friendship. That's a drain. And you put it there yourself. It's quite important to set those boundaries. And I think you can do it and just press back gently and, you know, create more space.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible. But the highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined for a new generation of explorers and fully equipped for 21st century adventures. 3D surround cameras with ClearSight ground view let you see underneath the vehicle and anticipate obstacles and rough terrain. And ClearSight rear view offers an unobstructed rear view, even when you can't see through the back window. Driver aid technologies make driving and parking simpler, while intuitive driver displays are customizable to your journey. Plus, the next generation Pivi Pro infotainment system helps make more of your world. There's a family of vehicles for Defender too. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Of course, sometimes if it's gone on and on and people are making demands of you, I think you do sometimes have to be explicit and say, hey, I know we used to spend more time together, but actually my life has changed. I don't have that kind of time anymore. And while we used to see each other on a Friday, now it's going to be once every 3 or 4 months. You know, I think you do have to be straight and say it. It's a gentle landing, but you have to look after you. No, it's not up to anybody else.
Yeah, but hang on. That's fine, Steph. And then they go, why are you leaving me? Oh, you've made my life terribly sad. Oh, I can't go out anymore. And they're putting all of their anger back on you and using emotional blackmail to bring you back in. Again, not friendship. Yes. That's not what friendship looks like. No. But it's the kind of thing that can happen.
Well, that is a manipulation, and it's about seeing that beforehand. I think I often say to people when you're having any of these really difficult conversations, try not to do any of the you talk, like, you know, you want more from me, you're asking me to do this. Keep away from the you and stay with your own experience of it and say, I am busy. So you start all your sentences with I am busy. I am sorry that if you feel, you know, put out by this, but this is what I have to do for my situation. So you keep with the I part of the story, and that makes it much more difficult for the other person if they have a tendency to manipulate, you know, or to be kind of emotionally inclined to kind of make you feel guilty or whatever. It can be harder for them to do that. So stick with the I story. I know I said that 3 times, but sorry about that.
That is no harm. It's good advice. The other side of course is that you're not the one who's ending the relationship, that you are maybe the one that it's happening to you. And friendships are different to romantic entanglements.
Yes.
But there can be a period of bereavement when a friendship ends.
I think so.
You nothing to do with it.
Yes, and I think we've all experienced that. I mean, I too have experienced people who might step away, maybe in my 20s or 30s, and I didn't quite understand what it was about. And even if you ask, you don't quite know, because people won't be straight with you or honest with you. But I think sometimes you have to accept, and certainly now at this stage, I would say to people, there may be something you don't know, and there may be something you're never going to know about why this person is stepping back. It may be something they don't want to share, and that's okay. But you don't have to always look to yourself as though you are the problem here. You know, sometimes people think, what did I do wrong? Why me? Whatever. But maybe this just was something where this person needed more space at this point in time. Think of it that way. And of course, don't be closed to looking at yourself and wondering, what did you actually contribute to this friendship? Were you actually asking for too much? Were you moaning about your life? Was every meetup used to speak about all of your problems? Because if you do that, sorry, I do think people need a therapist. Don't bring it all into your friendship. Friendships are a shame.
Oh, look at you touting for a business, Stephanie.
No, I'm not. I don't want it. But I'm honestly saying that I'm very clear on that. You know, friendships, if you feel the need to constantly speak about something, anything in your past or your present, and you find yourself constantly going around with different groups of people or different friends and saying the same thing, going over the same material, whether it's the breakup or the boss who treated you badly or the friend who let you go or whatever. And if you're always on about that, you're stuck. You need to unstick that if you want your friendships to flourish. The times together are supposed to be times of equal sharing, kind of equal, some equality in the fun, and equally interested in each other. And if that's not there, there's a wobble going on in that friendship. And it's well worth looking at it and also looking at what you are contributing, not just what you're receiving, but what you're... We're very good at picking up flaws in other people. We can be less good at picking them up in ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. We very much ignore our own failings in the hope that they'll go away. A key thing here with friends is you don't have to tell them everything. And I know that a lot of female friendships and male friendships are very different. We'll sit there and talk about football and nonsense and something we did in the chemistry lab in third year. Whereas women tend to share a lot more. Would that be a fair enough generalisation?
Oh, I think very fair. Yes, women share their lives. They and they share the emotional experience, their own experience of their lives, their relationships, their children. They're very focused on the kind of their emotional well-being and all of that. There is no doubt about that. It's not exclusively so, but we definitely connect with each other on that level, how you are, how you're not, how your relationship is going, but, you know, as your love life, your social life, all of that. And men connect through, in many ways, usually through something, you know, through the shared activity. Now, women share, we share through the activity, but we will do the other. You know, we will talk without an activity between us. We will sit for coffee and say, hey, the last time I met you, your mum wasn't well. How are you coping with that? You know, we will share at that level a lot. So, yeah, we're quite different, but the friendships are all, you know, in my view, equally important and equally valuable. We don't want everybody talking about their emotions all the time. That might surprise you, even though I'm a therapist. You know, we want to talk about football. We want to talk about tennis. We want to talk about the world and politics. We don't all want to talk about our emotions.
Can I give the best bit of advice I can? If you're in a friendship right now, and let's hope that everybody who's listening has a friendship of some kind or other, don't send voice notes. Voice notes are the biggest friendship killer that I've ever encountered in my entire life. Forcing someone to listen to 20 minutes of a ramble that they weren't part of and cannot contribute to is very damaging to a friendship.
For you. You don't like it. Now, I would do the opposite.
It's like a podcast. Some people send podcasts. Nice. I mean, if I wanted to listen to a podcast, I'd go online. I don't want to listen to somebody rambling.
Yes, I get you. But can I say one thing, Jonathan, on that? And it is, you said, I hope everyone has a friendship. And there are some things that people can do just to kind of lift that up. Because actually, a lot of people are quite alone. I'm very very aware of loneliness at the moment. And you're coming in to the spring is coming. You can see the beautiful day we have today. You know, you do actually have to make an effort if you want friends and friendships and a greater social life. And they don't all have to be lifelong, deep, deep friendships, but they have to, you have to continually expand your social circle by connecting with more and more people in your day. Join a club, volunteer, get involved, say hello to more people, go where people are, say yes more often than no. And be where people are. They're not going to come in the letterbox. You have to go out and make yourself available to the possibility of meeting more people.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.